My friends, how would you like to help me get 10 million souls out of purgatory? Find out in today's video what I'm even talking about and the plan that I have come up with. Find out in today's video. My friends, let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, you invite us to think big and to take wild steps ahead in faith and trust that you will provide the means to do the great things you have placed in our hearts. We ask this through Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My friends, so today I was watching one of my favorite YouTubers, Mr. Beast, and Mark Rober, and they have amazing aspirations for secular things, and often we need to look at secular people because they're more excited about the secular world than we are excited about the religious world. Have you ever noticed that sports fans will die for their sports more than religious people will do for their church things? And for anything, for money, for business people, or people that love the environment, or people that love this or that cause, they're so excited about that cause. And we are so bored and boring about religious things. No wonder no one converts. No wonder. So today they were talking about this thing that they were passionate about. Previously in another video, Mr. Beast had wanted to plant, I forget how many, like 10 million trees or something like that, and he pulled it off. And then he and Mark Rober were working together because they wanted to get 30 million pounds of trash out of the oceans, and they explained how they were going to do that, and they're going to raise all this money, and people are going to give $30 million or some crazy amount to them to help them do that. And I thought, wow, yes, we need to plant more trees. Yes, we need to get trash out of the oceans. Yes, we need to save the whales and this and that. But we religious people have things that are so much more important. Not that God doesn't love trees, he created them, or wants clean oceans, he made the oceans, or wants to save the whales. But don't we have something better to offer the world? Amen. Yes, we have such a great need right here in the month of November, and we've had this amazing movie, The Purgatory, the movie, come out, and many of you have responded, seen it, were inspired. But now we need to respond. What are you going to do? So I thought, I have to do something. There's no way that these guys can come out with this idea of getting trash out of the oceans when we can get souls out of purgatory, immortal souls loved by God in the image and likeness of God, and we will be there one day for, who knows, maybe hundreds or thousands of years, and we will want someone to do that for us. So why don't we take this month of November 2021 and take it seriously. 10 million souls. Why not? So this is my idea, that every viewer who views this video commits to Jesus. Jesus, I will try my hardest to get 1,000 souls released from purgatory, and then have this video watched 10,000 times. So I most of my videos get maybe hundreds. If you get 1,000, I have one that has like 20,000 views. So I want you to help me pass and spread this video around so it gets 10,000 views, and that every single person that commits to and watches this video says, yes, I will take the next 30 days of November to get 1,000 souls. And then 1,000 times 10,000 is 10 million. So that's just for you. I'm not a math person, but I did the math before you got on here. So yes, so I have 10 different ways for you to get souls out of purgatory. Now, this is not going to be easy. We're not going to take the easy route. And so in some of these 10 different ways, I'm going to explain things that might ordinarily have been misunderstood. Okay, so let's get started with my trusty phone. 10 ways for us to work on getting those 1,000 souls out of purgatory. Each of us committing, putting our money with our where our mouth is, or whatever is it, the expression, taking this seriously. So I'm going to put this list right here so that you can remember and you can commit. And I want you to comment in the comments and say, I commit to get 1,000 souls out of purgatory this November. I'm not just going to watch. I'm not just going to pray for them on All Souls Day. The whole month will be All Souls Month. It's already dedicated to them. But we each will take it personally upon ourselves to do this. The first one is a daily indulgence. So for that to even happen before November begins, you need to go to confession. So my friends, you need to go to confession and the whole month have this detachment from sin in your heart. So you have to be heaven worthy to obtain a plenary indulgence. That's the idea. Detachment from sin means having a heart that is heaven worthy right now, not like in 10 years, right now, completely detached from all your sins. So this is a serious commitment. And then we can gain, as Catholics who go to confession and then are detached from sin, we can gain a plenary indulgence every day. And that could be applied to one soul in purgatory. So for 30 days, 30 plenary indulgences. And the other requirements are you have to have gone to Mass that day, and you have to pray for the intentions of Pope Francis, typically an Our Father or Hail Mary, and some indulgenced act. For instance, praying the rosary as a group. There's a few more that I will explain, and some you'll see are connected in these other 10 explanations. So the first one is that daily indulgence. The second one, and I'm trying to put some easier ways to do this, the second one is the Chaplet of Divine Mercy at 3 p.m. The prayer that asks for mercy at the hour of mercy. Since we are asking something that is difficult, since we are paying off debt that is huge, we want to do it the easiest way possible. So committing to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy at 3 p.m. Along with that, your daily rosary offered for them. What I do is I offer it to the Blessed Mother so that I'm making sure that it is being offered to God in the best way possible. So I always offer and say, Blessed Mother, I give you this rosary for the souls in purgatory that are in most need. You choose. That way you know that it is being offered in the best way. Another thing we can do is offer 30 masses for them. Why? I'm thinking of it as one mass per day. So depending on where you're at, usually you offer donation to your local church, $5 per mass. Or if you do it online in different places, $10 per mass. So it depends on where you're at. You can look at many, many, many different religious communities. Search locally. Search your local churches. So this is a donation of $150 to $300 for the holy souls in purgatory. We spend that all the time on stupid things, on going out to eat, on our phones, on saving the trees or getting trash out of the ocean when we could be offering it for a mass, which is the most powerful prayer in the universe, so that an immortal soul can be released from purgatory. How awesome is that? Number five, attend as many masses as possible. Now remember, this is connected to the daily plenary indulgence. So obviously this could be up to 30 masses. So for you to have a plenary indulgence for that day, you have to have gone to Mass. So there's this. The sixth one is offer your acts of patience and charity in your daily life. Now we remember, if you watch those videos from Maria Sima, she talks a lot about how often the souls in purgatory, because of their impatience and their lack of charity, come seeking from us acts of patience and acts of charity. So we could make intentions throughout this month of November that every time we have to suffer something, every time we can do something kind for someone, we offer it in our hearts at that moment to the Blessed Mother. You guessed it, yes. And she, who is the Queen of the Universe, will offer it the best for the souls in purgatory. The seventh one is the St. Gertrude prayer. Now, many of you know this prayer. I'm not going to repeat it right now, but many of you know this. Now, I want to speak about this because some people say, okay, how am I going to release 1,000 souls from purgatory? I can just pray this prayer, which says it promises to release 1,000 souls. Well, I was looking that up, and Father Richard Heilman many of you know him, he's very famous, was saying that he was researching this prayer, and nowhere did he find that that promise was in the writings of Saint Gertrude. Now, what he says is, it is likely that Jesus may have shown her this prayer, and because of the holiness level that she was at, that she could possibly release 1,000 souls each time she prayed it, but it was not automatically guaranteed to each one of us, because we pray more intensely the holier we are. The holier we are, the more effective our prayers help those in purgatory. So it's not magic. You have to be closer to God for your prayers to have a greater effect. Now, when you look at the description in the book Get Us Out of Here by Maria Sima, it says releases many souls. So I don't know if it releases 1,000, but we're gonna ask Jesus to have it release as many as he allows, depending on whatever the situation, but you can still use that prayer. Number 8, the Stations of the Cross. Now, we know that connected to the Chapel of the Divine Mercy, it's mercy because of Jesus' sufferings, because of the Via Crucis, the Passion, and what he suffered for us on our sins. And that when we meditate on these sufferings, it is intense, it is meritorious. In fact, in the Diary of Divine Mercy, it says that 1 hour of meditation on the Passion of our Lord is the equivalent of a year's worth of flagellation that draws blood. Now, I will put that quote right here because that is amazing. So if you pray the Stations of the Cross, which is usually about 30 minutes, you know, if you want to literally be kind of this, you know, one for one, that's like 6 months of flagellating yourself for your sins offered for the souls in purgatory. That has to help them tremendously. So that is an amazing and effective way to pray for them. The 9th way is the 7 Sorrows Rosary. So this is a rosary or a chaplet, as it's called, where we meditate on the 7 sorrows that Our Lady suffered through. Now, I won't repeat them here, but you can look this up, how to pray. Usually you prayed on a special rosary. There's a 7 decades, if you want to call it like that, with 7 Hail Marys, meditating on the 7 sorrows that she went through in her life. Now, if we can offer Jesus' sufferings to God the Father for the souls in purgatory, we can also offer Mary's sorrows to God the Father. What an amazing thing to do. Now, the 10th way is something that would be very typical, traditional, fasting on bread and water. Now, we know that these different acts correspond to different payments, so to speak, or different debts that the souls in purgatory have. So for instance, if they sinned with lust, with gluttony, with anger, we have to kind of offer an equivalent prayer or way of paying off their debt. So when you fast on bread and water, you can atone for the sins of the souls in purgatory that had the sin of gluttony. And you could also offer that sacrifice on any souls in purgatory behalf to release them. So my friends, let's be serious, because the secular world out there makes us look terrible. They're out there saving the trees, saving the oceans, and they should. What beautiful causes. But we have an even more beautiful cause, the souls in purgatory. Let's release 10 million souls. Commit. I'm committing. I'm putting this right here. Lord Jesus, I'm committing to you and to everyone watching that I will do everything I can to release 1,000 souls in purgatory this month. And I will try to get as many people to watch this video so that we can offer you the gift of 10 million souls. Souls that you want to free. Your mercy does not desire it, but your justice demands it. And we will be your mercy to them. Amen. I will see you in the next video.